scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
And Megan is hanging out at the, I believe, Kitchen Island Studios, from what it sounds like.
It is the Kitchen Islands. Now, how'd you figure that out?
I figured because, you know, you're hanging out with your kids, you're talking to them, and, you know, my mom used to do all that from bed, where she would tell us everything we had to do, but...
It's not like I've never done that, but today I'm up. I figured, and at them.
Yeah, I figured you're up and going. Do you ever have a fear that robots are going to take your job?
Well, we've talked about this. It would be really hard, I think, for robots to take our job. Imagine how boring this show would be.
I don't know, man. Artificial intelligence keeps getting better and better.
That's true. What if they're funnier than us or, like, more entertaining than us?
I bet that. I don't think that'll take very long.
Oh, boy. Okay. But yeah, that would be terrible.
But according to another study, fear of robots taking jobs are actually making employees sick, like physically sick.
So, what?
Yeah, so some of these researchers found that more people believed their jobs were at risk and becoming automated, and the worse their health was. It seems that every 10 percentage points increase in worry, workers suffer a 2.38% decrease in general health and a 0.6% decline in mental health. So the robots haven't all taken our jobs just yet, but they're pretty... getting pretty successful now just by making us sick. And, you know, if you get a lot of sick days, that means better robots chance for robots to take over.
Well, what if the robots take over, but then the benefit is nobody has to work anymore?
Yeah, but then we'll all get fat.
No, we'll have, like, hobbies and stuff.
No, we'll all get fat, like on WALL-E.
Oh, that's true. That did happen. Yeah. So that's right. This is all played out before in WALL-E. I forgot.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. Well, if one thing that I know will be something that we could do if we didn't have a job. Like, did you like that extremely awkward segue right there?
Yes, it was.
If you didn't have a job,
it was the most,
'cause the robots took it.
The most awkward segue of the day, for sure.
Oh, the day is still young. It could get more awkward. But it would take a while to eat this egg, is what I'm getting at. The world's largest Easter egg. Mm-hmm. Lonely Planet claims the world's largest chocolate Easter egg has gone on display at the Fairmont Hotel in Dubai.
Yeah.
It's 8 feet long, I guess you would say, right? An egg
is
long.
That's crazy.
Weighs 176 pounds and is decorated with edible yellow and pink polka dots. It is 436,000 calories.
Oh my gosh.
Think about that. That's like, I can't eat. That's like, how many Big Macs is that?
I don't even know. Yeah.
I think a Big Mac is like around, I don't know, 1,000 or something. So.
Yeah, because what's a regular diet supposed to be, like 2,000 to 3,000 calories?
A day? Yeah. The hotel plans to dispose of it in the spring when it starts to melt, though, so you don't have, you know, that much time.
So no one's going to eat it?
I guess I would want them to just, like, unwrap it and then let people come up and just bite chunks out of it.
Yeah. Just like here.
Or like...
like, give them a chisel.
That's what I was going to say. Chisel a piece off and take it home with you.
Yeah, why not? Why not? That would be great. Don't let that chocolate go to waste.
I don't know.
Well, that's trending topics for this morning, Rock.